This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
And for today's edition, we meet with Lisa Richards and Brooke Blue, who are both office-based clinical pharmacists. And we thought we'd talk about this morning because most of us will think of pharmacists in a pharmacy. Now, they're known as community pharmacists, and not necessarily someone who specialises in working directly with patients wherever works for them, for their medications, and who links with general practice. So today's interview is about learning about the clinical pharmacist and their role at WellSouth. Kia ora, good to have you with us, Lisa and Brooke. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora.
Let's start with the role itself. Brooke, perhaps you could tell us what your role is.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. So we are part of a team of 13 clinical pharmacists who work across Otago and Southland. We don't work out of a normal pharmacy. Some of our team work directly in general practices or as pharmacist prescribers, while others, like Lisa and I, are based at the WellSouth office or work remotely. So we support patients, GPs and nurses with expert advice on medicines, especially in more complex cases. So our focus is mainly on making sure medicines are safe, effective and right for each individual. We also help improve prescribing quality, run education sessions and support WellSouth programs and priority health areas. A big part of our work is about reducing health inequities and making sure people have access to the right medication support wherever they live.
Okay, so is this a relatively new type of role?
The clinical pharmacist role at WellSouth is relatively new and has grown out of a clear need. So it was established in 2015 and it since has expanded significantly. So WellSouth has been one of the early adopters of this model within primary health organisations, and we're proud to be leading the way nationally in demonstrating the value of clinical pharmacists in primary care.
So what is the difference between someone getting their medication at a community pharmacist and seeing you?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Jeff. We typically come into the picture once you have your medicines or have had changes to your medicines or if any issues are arising with your medicines. Some of our pharmacists, though, particularly those working in medical centres, are qualified prescribers. But in our role, we don't prescribe or dispense medicines. Instead, what we do is we provide recommendations to your doctor or your nurse, and then they will decide if changes are needed. So while a community pharmacist is a great resource for general advice, what makes us different is that we have the time to dedicate to each person. So we have more time to educate and support people closely along their health journey, and it really enables us to take a deep dive into your medical history and spend time getting to know you, which helps us to understand the most suitable medicine options for you and your needs.
All right, so how does it all work?
Okay, so patient A goes to their GP or nurse for an appointment. A referral to us can be suggested by the patient or recommended by the GP or nurse. So often a medication is prescribed, sometimes adding to other medications, and the clinician often won't have time to talk about the meds or give in-depth advice on all their medication and will refer to us. So we get referrals also from the hospital. These patients are often needing support in the community where when they get out of hospital with new conditions and new treatment plans, and the patient is often overwhelmed with all of that. So we get our information from secondary care notes, HealthOne, primarily and directly from the patient, as well as patient notes upon request from your medical centre. So we visit, we can come and visit you in your home or an appointment at our WellSouth clinical rooms and over the phone. So a lot of our work is to do with problematic polypharmacy and deprescribing.
All right, you're going to have to explain that one for me. What is polypharmacy?
Yeah, so polypharmacy is a term we use to describe taking many medicines, which is typically four or more. But it's not always a bad thing. So sometimes you do need all the medicines that you're taking due to the medical conditions you have. And this is what we call appropriate polypharmacy. However, sometimes you may not need to be on all the medicines you're on, and that's where it can become a problem, and that's what we call problematic polypharmacy. And this can happen due to something we call a prescription cascade, where a medicine is prescribed to treat a symptom which is actually a side effect of another medicine, and that can kind of just carry on. So this is where we come in, and we have the resources and the time to help figure out the right combination of medicines for each person. It's a bit like solving a jigsaw puzzle, where we tailor the medicines to suit your specific health conditions and how your body responds and what matters most to you.
All right. There's a lot going on here. We see a lot of commentary around social media health advice. There was a recent scam, for example, around diabetes medications. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so social media influencers and non-experts often share well-meaning but inaccurate or misleading information that can be harmful. So for safe, reliable guidance about your medications or health, always consult your general practice team, so it's your medical centre, and they may refer you to a clinical pharmacist like us, or you can also speak with your local community pharmacist for trusted, evidence-based advice.
Okay. Lisa, your role is slightly different.
Yeah, so all the things we've discussed are definitely still a big part of my role, but myself and one of our other colleagues, Sandy, we work more in the community. So we have a focus on supporting and working alongside our Pacific and Māori health providers. And the really cool thing about our role is it's flexible. It allows us to go to where the need is, and that's whether that's at a community hub, a marae, or within people's homes. And these are often the spaces where whānau feel safer. And sometimes it's more than just providing the health service. We're actually helping to create a link between the community and the health system. Because as we all know, some people may not be enrolled in GPs or may not feel safe or comfortable going to a clinic space. So by us being in the community, we offer an alternative that's easier to access and helping to remove those barriers to care. And we also do hold clinics where people can come in with their medicines and we can talk to them about it.
Cool. All right. Now, what are some of the other common problems people have with their medications?
Okay. So timing and food matter more than people realise. So when and how you take a medicine, like with food or on an empty stomach, can really affect how well it works. Same goes for things like insulin or using an inhaler properly. So people often miss doses or stop taking medicines because they're not sure when to take them or how much to take or how long to keep going. A lot of people don't know what their medication is actually for or what it's meant to do, and so it's hard to stick with it.
For any listeners out there who are on multiple medications, should they be worried? Can they see you, for example?
Yeah, definitely. So if you're on any medicines or you're worried about it, you can definitely refer to us directly. But we do recommend talking to your GP or nurse first and having discussions with them about the need for a medicine review and getting them to send the referral to our service. And doing it this way just makes it easier for us to work closely with your doctor or nurse to make any of the changes that are needed. We all know that doctors and nurses only have limited time, so they may not be able to put all the puzzle pieces together in that short time. So that's where a referral to us can be more useful for that in-depth support and follow-up. But in saying that, we definitely keep in contact with your doctor or nurse, so it's an inclusive, collaborative process to ensure you get the best care possible. And once we do take on a patient, we support them and stay in touch for them as long as needed, aiming for that really personalised service.
So great to hear about your roles and what you're there to do. Perhaps to finish, we could talk about maybe some real-life examples of how you do your work.
Sure. Thank you, Jeff. So there's so many. We're helping people every day. So there's one example would be I helped a 67-year-old man with newly diagnosed diabetes. He had heart failure and a long history of fragmented care. He was on insulin, but he wasn't confidently managing it. He also had symptoms of breathlessness and chest discomfort that hadn't been fully explored. So during our interview, we discovered he wasn't on optimal treatment for his heart failure, his cholesterol wasn't at target, and there were better, simpler options for managing his diabetes. So we then worked with his GP, and I also worked with a cardiology nurse to streamline his meds, switching out some, starting others, and reducing unnecessary ones. He now feels more confident, less breathless, and is having fewer side effects. So this is a great example of what collaborative care can do.
Indeed it is. Great to hear about your roles. Lisa Richards and Brooke Blue joining us this morning, clinical pharmacists with WellSouth. Thanks for taking the time to join us. All the very best with your work.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, well, well. If you'd like to hear more conversations with the team at WellSouth, look for Well 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 podcast from oar.org.nz or on your favourite podcast provider. We'll be back again in 4 weeks. Catch you then.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.